They give out the Grammys next week, awards for Best New Artist, Best Liner Notes, Best Polka Album. One of the contenders for Best Classical Crossover Album has a fascinating backstory. The album is called Celluloid Copeland by the EOS Orchestra, and it consists entirely of obscure Aaron Copland film scores that were resurrected from the bowels of the Library of Congress. Some of the music is a lot more modernist than Aaron Copland's best-known works like Fanfare for the Common Man and Appalachian Spring. To close our show today, I asked the EOS Orchestra conductor, Jonathan Sheffer, to take us through one piece on the disc. It's called The City. It's a soundtrack that Copland was hired to write for a film shown at the 1939 New York World's Fair.
I remember seeing it when I was growing up. It was one of those, you know, seventh grade social studies things. It was a documentary by a very well-known group of leftist producers and writers. Lewis Mumford wrote this text, and it was a very interesting film about the possibility of a green city of the future, which really looks to us in this film like a very, you know, upscale suburb, a very planned suburb. What happens very often is with so-called geniuses is that their few works become sort of amberized and the rest of it is just sort of drops away. It's true of almost all of the composers of the 20th century. The romantic composers, you know, we generally play a large amount of the repertoire. Brahms, Beethoven, it's played. You don't just play three of the symphonies. What happens in the 20th century is we take three or four works, that's Stravinsky, I'm happy, don't tell me about the rest. And it's really an effort for people to listen anew. And one thing that happened when we did this record, and also we had a PBS show about Copland, people who are very savvy about music said to me, I thought I knew all of Aaron Copland's music, and this is music I've never heard. That, to me, is interesting. Well, movie music, of course, imitated him and everyone that came after him. I mean, you can imagine him going out to Hollywood, as he did. He knocked on doors in the mid-30s and nobody was really interested. And it was a time very dominated by the Europeans, by Korngold and Rocha and Steiner. And this was a lush Straussian music. And here he came with his acerbic and, you know, empty harmonies. And he managed to find directors and films that were sympathetic to that. And after that, everybody just did what he was doing. So The City forms, I think, the bridge from Copland to Hollywood. Copland began as a modernist, pure and simple. And then he said, well, I'm going to either continue as a modernist or I'm going to really try to thread this American thing into it. And of course, what he ended up doing was writing things that sounded like folk songs. After this period, after World War II, the 50s and 60s, the last part of his career, life became very confusing, and the atonality of music swept the world. Copland, trying to respond to it, became very urban again, you might say. So he had this kind of middle period, which we now look back on with a certain sentimentality, I think. I happen to think The City, for me, is the core of this record. This is the thing that set Copland off in this American direction. This is all the time of Billy the Kid. He's just coming to terms with that. How do I find something American and World War II looming? And I think it was a very, very seminal work in his career, and I'm very much in favor of people getting to know this music.
Jonathan Scheffer, conductor of the EOS Orchestra. Celluloid Copeland is nominated for Best Classical Crossover Album at next Wednesday's Grammy Awards.